This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. It's 6:33. A week from tonight, Thursday, April 12th, a San Bernardino-based social services organization, Time for Change Foundation, will hold a fundraising gala at the National Orange Show. Since it was founded 10 years ago, Time for Change has helped more than 500 women and their families transition from substance abuse, domestic violence, incarceration, and mental health issues. That's an average of a family a week, every week for the past decade. Over the past 10 years, Time for Change has had to expand its services as the need has expanded, particularly since the recession started. We spoke with Time for Change Executive Director Kim Carter and Communications Director John Kunkel.
You know, we provide a whole list of different services, including independent living skills, financial education and money management, parenting education, anger management, employment readiness, transportation, family reunification. We also provide case management as well. And all these different services, as we mentioned before, are also that we can help these women and children, these homeless women and children, transition from, you know, homelessness into self-sufficiency. And we also have a big focus on advocacy. That's another thing that makes our program unique. So we don't just provide these services, but we also train these women to become future leaders, to go up to Sacramento, go to the White House, and learn exactly where the laws and bills are being made that have affected them and that have oftentimes placed them in the position where they're in right now in regards to being homeless or disenfranchised.
Well, speaking of leadership, Kim Carter, Executive Director of Time for Change Foundation, you have in your bio on your website, Kim was motivated by her own experiences as a formerly incarcerated woman and made it her mission to help these people. So you've been in need of the service yourself.
Exactly. That's what makes this program so unique, because I have been there. One of the things that I realized that happened to me as a child because I was molested is that I didn't have the appropriate psychological treatment available to me. I didn't have the mental health. I didn't have that support to let me know that I was not the problem, that I was not my past. And as a result of those feelings, I turned to drugs and alcohol at a very young age to dull out the pain and the suffering that I had been living with. Had I had a counselor or someone to come in and provide me with some mental health services, I may not have had to depend on drug and alcohol in order to sustain myself. So what happened was, because I was on drugs, I wanted to be incarcerated over and over again. But I wasn't a bad person. I was a sick person. So I was finally able to receive one drug program. Now I'm 19 years clean and sober. I've been an asset to this community since I got hit the ground. And I realized that there are some policies that are undermining people's ability in order to live a drug-free and a crime-free lifestyle. So I became an advocate as well as the founder of Time for Change Foundation.
You were the founder. How did you do that? I mean, you went from being someone who needed the service to founding the service.
Well, when I became clean and sober, I was able to, you know, gain employment. Someone gave me an opportunity despite my past felony convictions. I excelled in learning. I excelled in my job. And because of that, I was able to begin a savings plan. Financial money management and education helped me to see the value of the dollar and how to be, frugal. My husband is very frugal as well. And when I had that motivation in the middle of the night, the Lord was telling me to go out and help women who are entrapped and enslaved the same way that I am. It started off with me wanting to provide them with a home, a place to come out and come to where you can be sober, be clean, and not worry about all the external factors in a society that sometimes will pounce on you and to weaken you and disable you. And so you need a place in order to get strong and to strengthen up. And so that's what Time for Change was. But I didn't know then what all we would be changing. Today we're in Sacramento. We're doing Ban the Box campaign. It's a bill that asks the employers to not ask the question about your past felony conviction until after your application has been able to weigh on its own merit of your experience. And then before the hiring, then when you're actually considered for hire, then do the background check, which you'll find out that maybe it was 15 or 20 years ago a person had one incident with the police, and now that's been holding them back from employment for the rest of their lives. And so we're looking at ways to make sure that when women who come from drug programs are able to access public housing, for example, they have a 10-year waiting list for you to apply if you've ever been arrested. Arrested. You can be arrested for protesting. You could be arrested for crossing the street. Doesn't mean you're guilty. And so we have to make these laws work for the people so that we don't have homeless families and women and children and senior citizens living in our parks, living on the bus stops, when we can make a difference in this community.
tell me how this is funded. Where do you get the money? I mean, this is a big chore.
Well, what we do right now is that we continue to promote the success of our programs. One of the things we believe in is people want to invest in success. So my job is to make sure that we continue to be fiscally sound, frugal, and that we're able to demonstrate successful outcomes of our programs and show that women are back in the community in a self-sufficient manner, attending school board meetings, helping clean the parks, and being a part of this community. And that's what makes it really great, that we are all able to come back to the community and take care of the community that we once ravaged.
Now, I take it that the gala that you have coming up next week is a big part of how you raise funds. Tell me about what's going to happen.
Yes, well, we're really excited about celebrating 10 years of our foundation's history. And this gala that we're doing is going to be April 12th, and it's going to be located at the National Orange Center. We're going to be honoring several different community leaders that have given unselfishly, such as the Kiwanis Club of San Bernardino, Ronald and Wanda Skipper, and various other different honorees. And so this is going to be an event that, I think that the whole community can be a part of and come and visit, because it's going to be amazing. We're going to have life-changing work right in front of your eyes right there. We're going to have, a really wonderful event. It's going to be an evening. It's going to be from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., April 12th. And you can visit timeforchangefoundation.org to find out more information for tickets, and also to see the rest of the list of the honorees.
John Kunkel, Communications, and Kim Carter, Executive Director and Founder of Time for Change Foundation. Thanks for coming in and telling us about this. And good luck with the gala next week.
Thank you very much.
You can find out more about Time for Change Foundation's fundraising gala next Thursday, April 12th, at the National Orange Show in San Bernardino at the website timeforchangefoundation.org. It's 6:40. I'm Ken Vincent at 91.9 KVCR.